Turning now to Haiti, where not much has changed. Gang violence and a worsening humanitarian crisis have upended life. Armed gangs have been destroying infrastructure, releasing inmates from prisons, killing and kidnapping scores of people. And in March, de facto Prime Minister Ariel Henry announced his resignation after gangs successfully forced him out by preventing his return to the country after a trip overseas. And now, working with members of CARICOM, the regional Caribbean community, Haiti has formed a transitional council which is meant to choose Haiti's new leaders. Jacqueline Charles has been covering Haiti for years for the Miami Herald. Jacqueline, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And the creation of this council was formalized on Friday. The names of those appointed just announced yesterday. There are voting members, non-voting observers. What jumps out at you about them? What do we know?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of controversy in the last couple of days about the publication of the executive order, one that forms the council. I mean, members of the council are very upset at the fact that there have been alterations, which they say significant alterations that have been made by the current government in its publication. Those ministers were concerned that this new incoming council is basically giving itself powers that reach beyond the Constitution, even if we are in a constitutional crisis. And then the next debate was about the fact that the names were not immediately published, and the current government was saying, well, there are constitutional requirements. First of all, we need to know how your name is properly spelled for you to bring a birth certificate. And if you previously served in government, we need to know that you have been cleared of any sort of corruption or misappropriation of public funds. That, again, created this whole uproar. And even in the international community, we saw there was pressure for the current government to go ahead and publish those names. And so now we're just waiting for them to be installed. And then they have the really difficult task of figuring out who the next prime minister is and then forming a government so that they can start to create some sort of path out of this crisis and get Haiti to elections. Haiti has not had elections since 2016. And even now in this current context, is unclear if they will be able to pull those elections off in time to welcome a new president by 2026.
Well, we see there's a former central bank governor, a former ambassador to the Dominican Republic, former Senate president, a business person, a former diplomat, and the observers are an evangelical pastor and someone who once worked with the World Bank. The only woman, I note that. Is there a sense that Haitians will accept this? But beyond that, who in the interim or even when this happens, if they do appoint a government, who is ever going to address the gang problem?
Well, that is the problem. I mean, there's been a lot of discussions about this. Not a lot of people think that this is going to work. The last time Haiti tried this kind of a formation was in 1956. And then the following year, François Duvalier came into power. And we know that he later became president for life. And so, you know, what you've heard a lot of ruckus about, well, should we go to a judge on the Supreme Court? Well, legally, that's not an option either. Haiti today is in a constitutional crisis. And, you know, we've already started to hear from some of these gang leaders that they're not on board. The security situation remains very volatile. And there's a lot of hope in the international community that putting this together is going to somehow make a difference. But honestly, I don't think anybody can say that right now. We're truly in a wait-and-see mode. These guys want to be installed in the presidential palace. It has been under attack since the 29th of February. Just now, before I got on, I received a report that they're shooting over at the airport. Mm-hmm. International flights have been suspended since the 4th of March. The earliest that we may see an international flight into the capital is in May. And even that is not guaranteed.
We're also reading 360,000 people have been displaced and nearly half the country is going hungry. Jacqueline, you've covered this for so long. We have less than a minute here. Now we also have... Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, this is the worst humanitarian crisis. I mean, we're hearing reports about people contemplating suicide. Hospitals have been burned and looted. If you have a chronic disease like kidney, forget about getting dialysis. I mean, people are dying. People are on the brink of famine. 89,000 people across Port-au-Prince living in outdoor encampments. Some say this is worse than the 2010 earthquake.
Yeah, and it's competing with so many other crises around the world right now. Miami Herald reporter Jacqueline Charles, thank you so much, for staying on this. And we'll just keep an eye on this council, see what happens. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Thank you.